Hi, and a very good Tuesday morning to you, and Happy New Year. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff. As we head on through our New Year's Day, things are going to start to go downhill a little bit weather-wise. I wish I had some better news for you, but I don't. You got to have to kind of expect this for early January, I suppose. But we've already hit our high temperature for the day. We had a lot of areas into the 30s, even some upper 30s around overnight as temperatures kind of spiked out in advance of a cold front that continues to press its way through our area. And behind that front, some pretty gusty winds out of the northwest, and again, driving in some of that colder air. You certainly will feel a lot like winter around here, as ultimately wind chills will find their way down into the single digits as we head through this afternoon. That's what you'll need to dress for today, especially if you're going to be outside for any extended period of time, going for a hike or maybe doing a little skiing, what have you. Things will be awfully chilly out there, to say the least. So basically, rolling on through the next few days, things don't improve a whole heck of a lot, although we will get back to the 30s for highs as we head into the upcoming weekend. So let's go through our forecast as we roll on through the day today. As I said, temperatures have already spiked, have already hit their highs into the mid and, again, a few upper 30s around. But as we speak, temperatures are falling through the 20s just about area-wide across the WAMC listening area. In fact, earlier this morning, temperatures were in the upper 20s at Saranac Lake, and temperatures by 7 a.m. there were already down to 12. So not going to see that dramatic of a temperature drop across the area, but certainly it will be much colder as you make your way home than, say, as you walked out the door this morning. So rolling through the rest of the day today, temperatures continuing to fall into and through the 20s. And I think by mid to late afternoon, we're going to see our temperatures down into the teens and low 20s. And those are the actual air temperatures. You couple that with a gusty wind out of the northwest, could see some gusts at times over 30, 35 miles an hour. That will drive our wind chills down into the single digits as we head through the balance of this afternoon and into the night tonight. Skies will clear out a little bit, but again, it's early January, so the sun not going to help us out a whole lot with that cold air kind of trumping the sunshine here on the first day of January. Now, getting into the night tonight, skies will be mainly clear to start off. Clouds will be coming in later on. We'll have a frontal boundary that'll drop its way down to the south and southwest, kind of an unusual area. Not unusual, but it's not a normal spot for us to get a cold front to be coming from, but it will. And then ultimately what that means is that we'll get into some lake effect snows tomorrow as another bout of a kind of a west and northwest wind picks up as we head through tomorrow afternoon. It'll be a mainly cloudy day. A few breaks of some sunshine here and there, but some light snow and some lake effect snows will get going. Temperatures will be into the low to mid 20s for highs across the region. End of the day on your Thursday, also a mainly cloudy day with some light snow. It won't be as windy, so that'll be good. Temperatures into the mid and upper 20s for highs. But another frontal boundary dropping through here as we get into the day on your Friday, early in the morning. Some snow showers around, kind of, not unlike what we're seeing this morning, with some light snow showers were around. And then as we get into the afternoon, temperatures will be falling. During the day on Friday, pretty much the same. In fact, many areas on Friday won't get out of the teens for high temperatures. A few of the quote-unquote lucky folks will make their way up into the low 20s for highs. So Friday, definitely the chilliest day of the week. And then getting into the weekend, some improvements, and that will get back to the 30s at least, low 30s on Saturday and Sunday, and perhaps getting back to the mid-30s here as we head into the day here on your Monday. That's it for now. Again, I hope that everybody had a great time last night. Wish you all the best in 2013. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff.